Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Johnny Marks back from a week in Sea Isle City with two young children. One 2.5 years old, one under the age of one. And it was a great thing, memories, and also having two young kids all the time on the beach. My daughter doesn't like sand, like,
yeah,
or the water, or anything else.
Oh, me and daughter got a lot in common. Got a lot in common.
So when you guys go down the shore, you don't...
Yeah, I don't go to the shore.
I don't... But you have, right?
Oh, yeah, I've been down there a couple of times. Actually, the funny thing is I'm going next week.
Are you going down?
Yes, the one time this summer that I will go because there's a little gathering that I'm going.
An event?
Yes. Well, it's a little gathering amongst friends. So.
Oh, okay. So you're going to, is it for the day you're going down?
Yes, it's for the day. Yes, I'm not staying.
See, Ben, I was envisioning Ike as the dad that has one of those carts with the umbrella and the chairs and the cooler and dragging it through the sand.
Ike's too hyperactive for the beach.
Oh, sorry, that's me. Yeah. No,
it's a good chance that I'll just be sitting at one of those beach bars.
Well, that's also fun.
Yeah, that's all I'll be doing.
Or like me watching the World Cup.
Yeah, I'll walk up and down, wave to the family. Hi, yeah.
You check on them.
Yep, check on them.
You have another Ike juice.
I'll look out there. Yeah, that's a beautiful sight. Ocean, water, sand. Great. I'm back indoors.
Yeah,
that's me.
All right. Let's start it off. Will in Birdsboro. Hi, Will.
That's me.
Hey, guys. I love the show. First time caller. I'm a long-time listener.
Cool, man.
What up, Will?
I just wanted to say, I'm kind of, from my perspective, I'm kind of scared of going with Kawhi because if we don't convince him, if Brett Brown doesn't convince him that Philly's the best place to be, and we just gave up 3 first-round picks, and that could mean something now. Obviously, on the other side, it could mean anything. We could mess up the picks anyway. But it scares me bringing him here, and if he does leave, then we haven't tried to anybody, and we're back to square
it's a
one
risk.
With no picks.
It's a risk, Will.
Yeah, it's a risk.
Yeah, so that scares me.
Is it worth it, though? Because, Will, let me ask you, like, Dario's a good player. Maybe at some point he'll be an all-star. I feel like he's the next tier down from being an all-star player. Mm-hmm. Hey, probably quality player. But you're talking about the 3 first-round draft picks who could end up being TLC. And, I mean, look at first-round draft picks in this league. They're few and far between guys are actually good.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. You know, I guess I'm holding out hope that maybe we can find that diamond in the rough, but we don't usually have that kind of luck.
So would you do it yes or no right now? He's not extending before he comes. You have to trade for him, and then you're risking it.
You got to convince him.
Dario Rocco in the 3 first rounders.
I would say no because I'm not a gambling man. I don't spend my money.
And that's why you won't have a title, Will.
True.
That's why Doug went for it on 4th and 2 when I was yelling, kick a field goal.
That's right. I was screaming, too.
Exactly.
I was screaming field goal, too.
Yeah.
You're right.
But that's why we're Super Bowl champions, though, Will. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, that's why he's making the millions, and I'm not.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
What don't you get into, Will?
I'm going to say Magic the Gathering, that card game that everybody plays. I can't get into it.
Well, do you have his info, Ben? We have everybody's info. All right, Will, thank you. You know about this card game, Ike?
No.
Our resident nerd, Ben Livingston, our producer, can tell you about it. Ben?
So I used to play it when I was little. It's like a kid's card game where all the kids trade the cards and they play it, and it's kind of for the nerds.
It's not kids.
Well, here's the thing. It's supposed to be for kids, but it's kind of grown some adults play. Like my old roommate used to play this.
Well, they have. I knew somebody that actually had a storefront that would have... It would have games or whatever. I don't understand it, what they're doing.
Basically what it is whereas you or I might spend money on tickets to sporting events or whatever, these people who are 30, 40, whatever, spend it on $500 trading cards.
All right. Magic the Gathering. Now, how would we do it if we had baseball cards? Explain to us, how does it work?
Well, some cards are more powerful than others. Some cards have special abilities. And there's a whole set of rules to the game. So if you want the powerful, rare cards, you have to pay a lot of money. You have to buy booster packs. It's like buying baseball cards, except unlike baseball cards, you actually play games with them.
Okay, Magic the Gathering.
I can see why He's not into it, and neither am I. I can see why now.
Scott in Southeast Philly. Where's Southeast Philly? What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on, and happy 4th of July.
You too, man.
I just wanted to voice my opinion about that deal with San Antonio, and I feel like I wouldn't want a guy on my team that don't want to be here and to give up that kind of gold for him. I don't know. I feel like it's a bad deal unless he wants to sign a contract, an extension.
What type of gold? What gold are we talking about? What gold? You said give up that type of gold?
Leonard, gold meaning 3 number one picks and Dario.
That's gold?
And Rocco.
At least I know what I got a guy that wants to be here.
Wait, hold on. Where did the Sixers pick at this year?
Kawhi said he wants to be a Laker.
Hold on. I'm talking about this gold we're giving up. Where did the Sixers pick at this year? 26?
Yeah.
So I'm giving up Landry Shamet. That's what I'm giving up. Three Landry Shamets, right?
Well, you don't know that.
Yeah, I do, because they're going to be a playoff team, Scott.
I'm saying the future picks. You don't know what they're going to be.
Well, they could be.
I'm sorry, they're all of a sudden not going to be a playoff team anymore.
Luolo Cabarrot.
Talent in the future draft picks is going to be. Oh,
Scott, if Kawhi leaves, they still got money to sign other
Kawhi.
Free agents. Hold on.
Kawhi's a horse, but if the man don't want to be here, I'm sorry.
Well, first of all, he didn't say he doesn't want to be here. That's just everybody running with this whole Laker thing, like they ran with it. Hold on, like they ran with it with Paul George for 2 years,
right?
And he's re-signed in OKC.
Okay.
So that's what I'm hoping that happens, Scott.
Hey, Scott, what can't you get into?
I'm not into the rap music. I'm a 70s guy. I think the 70s music, there were stories in the music, and the cars were better. Everything was better back then. I'm a rhythm and blues guy.
All right.
I like it.
Yeah, well, I don't mind that. Yeah, I can... Even today's, when I hear a song, either it's good or it's not, I like all different kinds of music.
Yeah.
Not country necessarily. I can't go a lot of country.
If it moves me.
Yeah.
You know.
I could see you at a party, a barbecue or something, a country song comes on, and before you know it, you're kind of doing the Ike dance, leaning up against the deck rail.
That's me. That's me. I'm seriously with these first round picks, people.
What? We're
talking about the back end of the draft.
Hold on. You don't want to risk Furkan Korkmaz?
Yeah. We're talking about the back end of the draft with these first-round picks.
So the one pick that you would worry about to Miami in 2021, it's a nice piece to have, but right now, that's going to stop you from trading for Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, I'm worried about a pick 3 years from now.
So here's the thing. If I'm Brett Brown... And knowing the kind of guy that Brett Brown is, and he's been on the show quite a bit, and we always appreciate when he comes on, you think that it's even in his head, he realizes that Kawhi Leonard could leave after a season, but you think that he's worried about losing him, or you think that he thinks about, how am I going to get him to stay? You know, you get him to stay, you do things the way he does it, and you win games.
Yeah.
Make it the best destination for him to go.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that? And I hope when they trade for him, hope this fan base don't spend on the whole year whining about draft picks that we don't have anymore. We better worry about convincing him this is the place to be.
Yes.
Making him feel at home.
Yes.
Trying to keep him here. That's what Ben Simmons is going to do. That's what Joel Embiid is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I keep going back to the OKC thing with Paul George because I don't know if you can have a greater example if you want to have some sort of evidence that here's why you should at least take the chance at doing it. OKC just showed you. They traded young Victor Oladipo, the Sabonis kid, right, to Indiana with no guarantees from Paul George. Everybody was aware he wanted to go to – hell, the Lakers even got fined for tampering with Paul George.
The Pacers traded him because they didn't think they were going to be able to re-sign him.
And they put it out there that he wanted to go to the Lakers.
Yes, exactly.
The Pacers put that out there that he wanted to go to the Lakers.
Was it more of a surprise? The biggest surprise of the whole weekend for me was that Paul George re-signed with OKC. Because, listen, Russell Westbrook's a nice player, but is
nice,
that
a nice player?
Oh, he's a great player.
Okay.
But he's not.
Well, there's only one LeBron James.
I guess what I'm saying is that Russell Westbrook alone doesn't do what LeBron James does for a franchise.
Right.
And I think he's proven that. As great of a player as he is, he's not... I would have thought he says, oh, go back to Los Angeles, play with LeBron, bam, I'm
Russell
happy.
Westbrook also isn't playing in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, you're right.
He did just come off winning the MVP and taking the team after losing KD with nobody else there to 50-plus wins in the Western Conference. So he did just do that.
But did Paul George,
2 years ago.
Did Paul George stay where he was because he was happy and it's not necessarily about 100% trying to win a championship the very next year? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, but LeBron went to the Lakers knowing they're not going to win a championship in, most likely in 2018, 2019.
Oh, for sure. And we didn't even get into the whole LeBron going to the Lakers and why I think he went to the Lakers and that whole deal. And we'll get into it as the show goes on today.
Right.
Obviously, we know that's the big news. But I'm just looking at Paul George from L.A., all these rumors he wants to be in L.A., Who's going to want to stay with Russell Westbrook and play with Russell Westbrook? He's got an opportunity to go to L.A. and play with LeBron James. What did Paul George do? He stayed in OKC.
Yep.
I mean, that's what he did.
Yep.
He stayed in OKC.
No, you're right. That's the template.
I don't know how the relationships can develop between Kawhi, Ben, and Joel once they get Kawhi here and get in this city and make a deep run in the playoffs. And the Sixers can offer you the most money next year because they can offer you the fifth year. Like, I don't know if that will change him, but guess what? It's worth a shot to me. Worth a shot.
Definitely worth a shot.
And worst case scenario?
Definitely worth the shot.
Worst case scenario, I still have Mark. Even if he walks, I got Markel, Ben, Joel Embiid, and salary cap space to spend on other free agents. Even if Kawhi walks.
1,700 votes on our Twitter page. 78% say they would not do the Sarge, Cove, and 3 first-round draft picks for Kawhi Leonard.
I would go Sarge, Covington, Zaire Smith, and two first-round draft picks. I'll give you Zaire Smith. That's the first-round pick from this year.
Right.
Take Zaire Smith, too.
Man, I just don't get it.
I would do it.
I just don't get it. If it was Fultz and not Sarge or Rocco, I could see someone saying, hold on a second, dude. He might have not done anything last year, but he's the first overall pick.
Yeah, I see the argument to keep Fultz. I see that, and I would even make that argument.
Yeah,
I would make that. Yeah, keep him.
Yeah, it would hurt if he went to San Antonio, became a great player, and Kawhi left. That would be an epically bad trade. I can't see any logic to not trading, making that trade.
Yeah, love Dario. We love Dario.
Love Dario.
But hey,
yep. Yep. And at some point, he's going to need to get paid.
Yeah.
You can't pay everybody.
So I would do it.
Steve, South Jersey. Steve.
What up, Steve?
Yo, what is going on with you guys? You tripping.
What's wrong?
Why are you just giving away everything we have as far as the future? Like, you don't give away draft picks like they worth nothing. Why don't we just give them Rocco?
Uh-huh.
Right, Rocco. What else they? Rocco and Covington
and Dario.
Rocco and Dario. Covington.
Why don't we just give them and not give them the draft pick then?
Because I don't know. Well, if that was enough, Steve, I would do that too. But I don't think that's going to be enough.
Why is that not enough?
Well, because they want more.
What do they want?
Draft picks.
Yeah, I'm assuming
they want draft picks. Why do they want them and you giving them away so free? What happens if he hurts his leg? I mean, he it's not like he even wants to play here yet.
Right.
He even wants to play. And you can't use the Paul George. You cannot use the Paul George.
Sure, I can. Why not?
You can if everything works out perfectly like it did for Paul George.
Oh, well, then, that's why I'm using it.
You are, but you just can't. If it don't work out, we'd have nothing other than money. We have no draft picks. And if the draft picks wasn't valuable, they wouldn't be asking for them.
Right.
We just can't give them away just like that. We have nothing out covered at that point.
Oh, yeah, you do? What do you mean you got nothing in your cupboard? You got the 3 main pieces. You got Fultz, Simmons, and Embiid, and you got money.
3 draft picks is a lot to give up.
You're not beating the Celtics anytime soon with draft picks that are going to be in the mid-20s down the road. That's not beating the Celtics.
Look, I'm going to use a bad word.
Don't do that.
It's an asset.
Yeah, it's a process word. It's a process guy.
It's an asset for what? A future trade?
Yeah, it's worth something. If the reason San Antonio is asking for it, because they are worth something.
Right, no, but the reason San Antonio is asking for it, Steve, because they put it, it's a top five player that's going on the market. That's what they're asking for. It's a top five player. What would you pay to get Steph Curry? What would you pay to get LeBron James? What would you pay to get Kevin Durant? That's what you're getting with Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, but if they wanted to play here, Kawhi's hurt. We don't even know if he's healthy yet. He might not be healthy for halfway through the year.
Well, I'm imagining, Steve, I'm imagining the Sixers have done their homework or else they wouldn't be trading for him. Or trying to.
They're taking taking a shot, Steve.
I mean,
You sure the Sixers did their homework?
Well, here's what
Did you watch how they handled Markelle Fultz?
Yes.
Did you watch that? And you still got confidence in them.
Steve.
I'm serious.
Steve.
Like, for real.
Steve.
Ike. Ike.
If you let me speak, I'll say something.
Go ahead. I
appreciate the call. The second opinion that he was getting that wasn't a Spurs doctor. It was a Sixers doctor.
Well, I mean, as far as...
Hold on. Health-wise, it was a Sixers doctor.
Yeah, that's not a good thing either.
Hold on. If you want to know whether or not the guy is healed, it's his second opinion. That is a good thing. You have inside information on the guy.
But see, here's my point. I'm not going to tell you that whatever was going on there, it's weird the fact that he's... No players have ever had issues with the Spurs before that I can remember. Not like this, right? It is a little bit of a strange situation. And being that he is in the last year of a contract, it does, not that it gives me cause for pause because it doesn't, but it makes me wonder, like, well, what kind of a dude are they trading for? Like, what kind of a guy is Kawhi Leonard? I don't know anything about him. Yeah, he's a great player.
Yet if he was a free agent, everybody would want him.
Well,
so all that stuff don't even really matter. Well, all that stuff that went on in San Antonio, if he were a free agent right now, we would want him.
Here's why I would do the trade anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving up essentially peanuts for the chance at a top five player
in the prime of his career. Like, that's a no-brainer to me.
Dario Saric is a nice player. It's not even an afterthought that you include him, frankly. And would that really, you know what? Whatever else they have on the roster, Mike?
I'm looking at Boston. I'm looking at Boston and I'm saying to myself, we just gave the Celtics the conference, right? Just giving the Celtics. We just watched the Celtics go to the finals every year for the next three
pretty
or four
much,
years.
Pretty much. Yeah, coming at night,
yeah,
coming
we're willing
up.
To look at that.
I was waiting for the Bovada odds to win the 2019 NBA Finals. They're out. We'll tell you what they are coming up next. Were the Sixers affected by it? We'll tell you exactly what it was. Also, Super Bowl game is the replay tonight. It's tonight, Ike. We're going to be watching it. Eagles are going to be breaking it down tomorrow like it's the day after the game.
How about that?
Complete with the start of, are you going to do the victory like you did after the Super Bowl? Ben, you think that's a good idea for the Ike victory?
We've already gotten requests.
All right.
Nah.
Put it on Twitter.
I got to be feeling that.
At @MarksReeseWIP.
I got to be feeling it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.